Hi there, this is the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible number 185. My name is Steve Webb and I'm your host. Thanks for being here today. It's so good to see you. Today our reading will be in the book of Psalms and we'll read chapters 103 through 105 from the Contemporary English Version. Let's begin. Psalms chapter 103. With all my heart I praise the Lord, and with all that I am I praise His holy name. With all my heart I praise the Lord. I will never forget how kind He has been. The Lord forgives our sins, heals us when we are sick, and protects us from death. His kindness and love are a crown on our heads. Each day that we live, He provides for our needs and gives us the strength of a young eagle. For all who are mistreated, the Lord brings justice. He taught His law to Moses and showed all Israel what He could do. The Lord is merciful. He is kind and patient, and His love never fails. The Lord won't always be angry and point out our sins. He doesn't punish us as our sins deserve. How great is God's love for all who worship Him? Greater than the distance between heaven and earth. How far has the Lord taken our sins from us? Farther than the distance from east to west. Just as parents are kind to their children, the Lord is kind to all who worship Him. Because He knows we're made out of dust. We humans are like grass or wildflowers that quickly bloom, but a scorching wind blows and they quickly wither to be forever forgotten. The Lord is always kind to those who worship Him, and He keeps His promises to their descendants who faithfully obey Him. God has set up His kingdom in heaven, and He rules the whole creation. All of you mighty angels who obey God's commands, come and praise your Lord. All of you thousands who serve and obey God, come and praise your Lord. All of God's creation and all that rules, come and praise your Lord. With all my heart, I praise the Lord. Psalms chapter 104. I praise you, Lord God, with all my heart. You are glorious and majestic, dressed in royal robes and surrounded by light. You spread out the sky like a tent, and you built your home over the mighty ocean. The clouds are your chariot with the wind as its wings. The winds are your messengers and flames of fire are your servants. You built foundations for the earth and it will never be shaken. You covered the earth with the ocean that rose above the mountains. Then your voice thundered. And the water flowed down the mountains and through the valleys to the place you prepared. Now you have set boundaries so that the water will never flood the earth again. You provide streams of water in the hills and valleys so that the donkeys and other wild animals can satisfy their thirst. Birds build their nests nearby and sing in the trees. From your home above, you send rain on the hills and water on the earth. You let the earth produce grass for cattle, plants for our food, wine to cheer us up, olive oil for our skin, and grain for our health. Our Lord, your trees always have water, and so do the cedars you planted in Lebanon. Birds nest in those trees, and storks make their home in the fir trees. Wild goats find a home in the tall mountains, and small animals can hide between the rocks. You created the moon to tell us the seasons. The sun knows when to set, and you made the darkness so the animals in the forest could come out at night. Lions roar as they hunt for the food you provide. But when morning comes, they return to their dens. Then we go out to work until the end of day. Our Lord, by your wisdom you made so many things. The whole earth is covered with your living creatures. But what about the ocean, so big and wide? It is alive with creatures, large and small. And there are the ships, as well as Leviathan, the monster you created to splash in the sea. All of these depend on you to provide them with food. And you feed each one with your own hand until they are full. But when you turn away, they are terrified. When you end their life, they die and rot. You created all of them by your Spirit, and you give new life to the earth. Our Lord, we pray that your glory will last forever, and that you will be pleased with what you have done. You look at the earth, and it trembles. You touch the mountains, and smoke goes up. As long as I live, I will sing and praise you, the Lord God. I hope my thoughts will please you, because you are the one who makes me glad. Destroy all wicked sinners from the earth once and for all. With all my heart I praise you, Lord. I praise you. Psalms chapter 105. Praise the Lord and pray in his name. Tell everyone what he has done. Sing praises to the Lord. Tell about his miracles. Celebrate and worship his holy name with all your heart. Trust the Lord and his mighty power. Remember his miracles and all his wonders and his fair decisions. You belong to the family of Abraham, his servant. You are his chosen ones, the descendants of Jacob. The Lord is our God, bringing justice everywhere on earth. He will never forget his agreement or his promises, not in thousands of years. God made an eternal promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob when he said, "I'll give you the land of Canaan." At the time, there were only a few of us, and we were homeless. We wandered from nation to nation, from one country to another. God did not let anyone mistreat our people. Instead, he protected us by punishing rulers and telling them, "Don't touch my chosen leaders or harm my prophets." God kept crops from growing until food was scarce everywhere in the land. But he had already sent Joseph, sold as a slave, into Egypt with chains of iron around his legs and neck. Joseph remained a slave until his own words had come true and the Lord had finished testing him. Then the king of Egypt set Joseph free and put him in charge of everything he owned. Joseph was in command of the officials, and he taught the leaders how to use wisdom. Jacob and his family came and settled in Egypt as foreigners. They were the Lord's people, so he let them grow stronger than their enemies. They served the Lord, and he made the Egyptians plan hateful things against them. God sent his servant Moses. He also chose and sent Aaron to his people in Egypt, and they worked miracles and wonders there. Moses and Aaron obeyed God, and he sent darkness to cover Egypt. God turned their rivers into streams of blood, and the fish all died. Frogs were everywhere, even in the royal palace. When God gave the command, flies and gnats swarmed all around. In place of rain, God sent hailstones and flashes of lightning. He destroyed their grapevines and their fig trees, and he made splinters of all the other trees. God gave the command, and more grasshoppers came than could be counted. They ate every green plant and all the crops that grew in the land of Egypt. Then God took the life of every firstborn son. When God led Israel from Egypt, they took silver and gold, and no one was left behind. The Egyptians were afraid and gladly let them go. God hid them under a cloud and guided them by fire during the night. When they asked for food, he sent more birds than they could eat. God even split open a rock and streams of water gushed into the desert. God never forgot his sacred promise to his servant Abraham. When the Lord rescued his chosen people from Egypt, they celebrated with songs. The Lord gave them the land and everything else the nations had worked for. He did this so that his people would obey all his laws. Shout praises to the Lord. May God bless the reading of his word. Before I give you my thoughts on today's chapters, I'd like to remind you that time is ticking down before the price on my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide, goes up. Just in case you haven't heard or you've been under a rock, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide makes it easy to pronounce any name in the Bible. It's got over 7,400 entries with every spelling from every English Bible translation. If you're ever embarrassed when you're asked to read the Bible out loud and you come across a name you're unfamiliar with, my book will give you a very easy method to say the name with confidence. If you're a Bible study leader, a homeschool teacher, a pastor, a lectionary reader, or just a student of the Bible and you're tired of stumbling over difficult Bible names, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide can help. And now is the time to pick up your copy because on February 1st, the price is going up. You can download your own copy right now at easybiblenamesguide.com for just $5.99. But on February 1st, 2015, the price will increase to $15.99. It took 2 years for me to research and compile this resource, and I've been told that $5.99 is far too low for such a valuable resource. But I wanted to give you fair warning before the price goes up. Head over to easybiblenamesguide.com and get yours today for just $5.99. It's a PDF, it's a digital download, and it can be on your hard drive in no time, and you'll never stumble over a hard Bible name again. easybiblenamesguide.com. Now, in our chapters from Psalms today, I'm reminded of how forgetful we are. Nowadays, because of my memory, one of my favorite apps is Evernote, when I remember to use it. If you're not familiar with Evernote, check it out. It helps you remember just about anything. Here's a recent example of how it's helped me. Sometime last year, one of the headlights on my car burned out, so I went to my local auto parts store to buy a replacement. Well, my car is 10 years old, so it came out before the high-intensity lights that are so common today. But I noticed that the store had some of those high-intensity lights now that would fit my car. I mean, who wouldn't like brighter headlights, right? But then I noticed the price. Regular stock bulbs were about $25, but the newfangled bright lights were about $60. Well, I stood there in the aisle for quite a while reading about how much brighter and how much farther the beam shined and everything else, but I couldn't justify the extra cost until I noticed that there was a 12-month warranty on the higher-priced ones. The older stock bulbs had only a 90-day warranty, so that was good enough for me. I pulled the trigger and I bought the more expensive bulbs with a 12-month warranty. Guess what? One of the bulbs burned out last week. I thought I remembered buying them sometime last year, and I did remember the 12-month warranty, but I couldn't remember exactly how long ago I made the purchase. Well, Evernote to the rescue. I took a photo of my original receipt when I bought the bulbs and I put it in Evernote. Today, I pulled out my trusty smartphone, opened the app, and hallelujah, Evernote shows that I bought the lights 10 months ago. So I went to the store and I got a replacement set at no charge. Sweet. Evernote helped me remember what I could not. Evernote exists because we have terrible memories. And that's why God reminds the children of Israel over and over, and why they repeat over and over, the great things God did for them and the promises He made to them. And that's one of the reasons we praise Him for the things He's done. It's not to build up His ego. It's to remind us so that we don't forget. Yes, He deserves to be praised, but we need the reminder. When God blesses you, write it down somewhere in a journal or Evernote or a Google Doc or whatever works for you. I've set up a couple of notebooks in my Evernote. One of the notebooks is called God's Blessings, and the other one is called Prayer List. And when God answers a prayer for me or does something amazing, I put it in the notebook called God's Blessings. And when somebody says, "Steve, pray for me," I open my Evernote, put it in the prayer list, and the next time I'm in prayer, I open that notebook and my Evernote, and I go down the list. I encourage you to do something like that as well, whether it's handwritten or, you know, a file on your computer or your smartphone or whatever. And then go back regularly to remind yourself of God's blessings and what you should be praying for. Remind yourself as the people of Israel did. I think you'll be amazed at how God works in your life and how often He does it too. Thanks for being with me today. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.